The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Hi, I'm Andrew Viner, writer of When I Lived in Peru. My play is about a man who doesn't bind the received wisdom that travelling is a good thing, but ends up in some rather exotic places. The thing about radio is that it's incredibly versatile and evocative. My play is set in many different locations across the world and also goes inside the thoughts of the protagonist. This would have been hugely expensive to do on film, but radio is the perfect medium to achieve this. So, here it is. When I Lived in Peru.
I should begin by saying that I love you, Claire, very much. You're smart, funny, beautiful, and you can do the worst, and therefore, simultaneously, the best impression of Simon Cowell I've ever heard. You know that saying, it's not you, it's me? It's true. When I first saw you, wow, it took all my courage just to talk to you.
Hi! I'm Martin.
Right.
Do you fancy maybe getting a coffee afterwards or another beverage?
Seriously? You asking a girl out on a treadmill? What if I want to run away? How does that work?
Oh, OK, I'm sorry. I'll just go...
I'm joking! No, coffee would be nice, thank you.
Really? Oh, wow!
Yeah, I'm Claire, by the way. Don't stop running!
Oh! I remember our first kiss by the Thames.
It's known as the Ladies' Bridge, as it was built by women during the war. The most interesting thing about Waterloo Bridge is...
Sorry.
Just had to do that. You were saying?
Nope. It's gone.
And there was the first time we... you know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wow. Hey. I just remembered that thing about Waterloo Bridge.
Well, tell me then.
It's actually the station that's named after the bridge and not the other way around.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Go on, tell me more facts about London bridges.
I was the happiest man alive, and you were even going to move in with me. And then... well, they say that when the Persians make their exquisite ornate carpets, they would always weave one minute flaw in, because only God could make something perfect. I guess I spotted a tiny misplaced knot of wool in you. You know how it is when you suddenly notice that someone has a verbal tic, like they say, like, all the like time, like. Well, with you, it was the phrase...
When I lived in Peru.
Let's listen to that again.
When I lived in Peru, I know...
And again...
When I lived in Peru, I so didn't feel...
And again...
Free when I lived in Peru.
Ooh, don't get me wrong. At first, it was truly interesting to hear your stories about your year in Peru and see your photos of your year in Peru. And you did used to say...
I wish you'd been there.
But pretty soon, it seemed as though everything could be linked to Peru.
There you go. Happy birthday.
I love it!
Really?
Well, risky move buying a woman a dress, but seriously, that's excellent work. And it's the same colour as the traditional garments of the Incas.
Oh, yes, so it is.
Loch Ness is so beautiful.
Yeah, no sign of the monster, I'm afraid.
The mountains really remind me of the Andes.
Oh.
This sea bass tastes like sardadu. That's this fish dish we used to eat when I lived in Peru.
And then it seemed that everything in the world could be divided into two. Things that were like things in Peru and things that weren't like things in Peru. Both were equally worthy of comment.
This fish is so moist.
Yeah, it's almost like it spent its whole life underwater.
But it's cooked very differently from the fish we used to eat when I lived in Peru.
So why couldn't I just tell you? We were sensible, mature adults. It's like when someone has a bit of food stuck on their face, you have to tell them immediately. If you wait till the coffee's come round, they'll know you've been staring at that piece of broccoli since the starters. And maybe it would have meant admitting that you weren't perfect. I mean, we even had the same second favourite type of jam. But I made it worse. I pulled at the thread. I'm not proud, but I'd play a game with myself. You know 6 degrees of separation? The theory that we're all linked to anyone in the world via just six people. Well, I used to try to find the strangest subject that you could then link to Peru. I called it 6 degrees of separation.
Scientists spent over £1 billion on the world's largest particle accelerator.
Step one.
Accelerator! Ah! I need to pick up my car from the garage.
Two.
Natalia says there's a garage revival night she wants to go to. Yeah, she's so hip.
Three.
According to my gran, there's a new drug for hip pain that's just finishing medical trials.
Four.
But I wouldn't fancy being a human guinea pig like that.
Five.
Do you know I once ate guinea pig when I lived in Peru?
Jackpot.
And of course there were your friends from when you lived in Peru.
Now, so this is Simon and Natalia.
Hi. Hi. Thanks.
Hello, Martin.
Martin, it's good to meet you. Ooh. So, have you travelled much?
I went interrailing once when I was a student.
Oh, trains are just the most wonderful way to explore a country. Mm. Do you remember that train we all took on the way to Machu Picchu?
Oh, yes.
It felt so special and humble to be sitting amongst peasant folk simply taking their chickens to market.
Oh, there's chickens! Oh. They never stopped!
Yes, it was a shame that when we got there were so many tourists.
To travel, of course, being one of those irregular verbs, I am a traveller, you are a tourist.
So, how far did your interrailing take you, Martin?
Paris.
Oh. Well, in the words of Paul Theroux, I have seldom heard a train go by and not wished I was on it.
Or preferably under it.
What?
Nothing. I'll get some more drinks. Could be a long night.
Now, who remembers those llamas?
Oh, the llamas!
No wonder Captain Scott was so pissed off when he found out Amundsen had beaten him to the South Pole. On the long walk back to his death, Scott was probably picturing the dinner party the smug git would be giving back in Oslo. Yeah, of course, everyone's going to the South Pole these days. I know. This was my problem, Claire, not yours. I was just jealous. Insecure, even. Why would you want to be with me? You were even born abroad, in Canada. Dual nationality meant you had two passports years before I even had one. Then while you were going off around the world with a backpack, I was going to Tesco's in a hatchback. But I really didn't want this to affect our relationship. If I could just focus on the rest of the carpet, not this misplaced thread, then I'd be ready for you to move in with me.
I thought you wanted this, babe.
I do, but are you sure?
The London branch really wants me. But more than that, I'm tired of schlepping down here or making you go up to Manchester just to spend a weekend with me. I want to wake up every morning and see your face, all stubbly and drooling. But next to me. But only if you're ready.
I guess I still can't quite believe you want to be with me. Look at me. I'm unambitious.
You're contented.
I'm untravelled.
You love home.
I'm a terrible lover.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey! I guess the differences between us could be highlighted by our respective attitudes to our careers. You wanted to see me, Julian?
Oh, yes. Come in, Martin. Have a seat.
If it's about those bugs, we'll have a new version out next week.
No, it's not that. As you're probably aware, there's been a downturn here at FSR, and like a lot of companies, to cut costs, we're outsourcing our IT department overseas, in our case to Tanzania.
Oh, I'm kind of settled here in London.
No, I'm afraid we're making you redundant.
Redundant?
You've been here for 10 years now, right?
Since I graduated.
Yes, so that means your payoff would be around £30,000. A lot of people view this kind of situation as an opportunity to reassess their lives, perhaps retrain to do something they really love.
But I love my job.
What's your last appraisal? You said you found it dull and repetitive, and that you felt unstretched and lacking any kind of challenge.
That's what I loved. So, that was my career down the toilet, whereas yours... Congratulations!
Oh, no, it's just an acting promotion while they reorganise after the redundancies. London said they'd wait for me, and because of the extra projects, I'll get a raise as soon as I get here.
Oh, that's brilliant news. But what about the stubble and drool every morning?
Oh, it's only for a few months. Until then, I guess we'll just have to make the most of these weekends. Anyway, what was your boat news?
Oh, it's nothing really. Cheers! I don't know why I didn't tell you. OK, I do know. It was just another example of your high-flyingness while I kind of chugged along. Anyway, I took Julian's advice. I reassessed my life and I spent time doing something I really loved. Having long lie-ins, watching daytime TV and playing video games in my dressing gown.
Yes! Gotcha!
Hello?
Hiya, it's me. Are you at work?
Yeah, of course I'm at work.
What's that noise?
It's James. Hey, James, what did I tell you about playing games in work hours?
Anyway, right, listen. This weekend, London or Manchester?
Down here?
Fantastic. All right, we can meet up with Simon and Natalia.
Oh, the Blarlam Globetrotters.
Hey, come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, they said they'd show us their photos of Nepal.
Terrific.
They said the Himalayas would really remind me of when I lived in Peru.
Peru. Yeah, I have to go now. And then I just kind of flipped out. I felt like you all thought I was this little Englander who hates foreign food and can't stand the heat and no speak de lingo. And the reason I was so annoyed was because it was true. Okay. Like, what is the point of spending a fortune going to loads of different places that all have a Starbucks now anyway? And then catching amoebic dysentery and getting robbed and being bitten by a llama. And then I suddenly had this crazy idea to level the scores. Yeah. I would build my own globe-trotting past. I would spend some of my redundancy money going somewhere exotic 1 week when you'd be in Manchester. And I would take loads of pictures. Oh, yeah, no, just photoshopping myself in front of Ayers Rock and put them in a fake 10-year-old photo album and write on it in massive bloody letters, My Year Abroad. So not only would I look well-travelled, but also I'd look like someone who hadn't then gone on and on about it for years. And then I'd take it out with us to a restaurant and I'd casually say, oh, this fish is gorgeous. It's very much like the fish we used to eat when I lived in...
So you'd like to book a flight?
Yes.
But you don't know where to?
No.
Could you maybe pick a hemisphere?
Okay, I want to be somewhere exotic, like you'd say. Oh, yes, I used to live in wherever. Yeah, but basically, I'm looking for somewhere I can airily boast about having been to.
Airily?
Flying out on Monday, back on Friday, preferably no jet lag.
There's this big place south of here called Africa.
Perfect, Africa.
Nigeria, Ghana, Senegal, Tanzania, Uganda.
Tanzania? What is there to see in Tanzania?
Safaris, that's like wild animals.
Good.
Mount Kilimanjaro, that's a mountain.
Excellent. What about fish? Do they eat fish in Tanzania?
It is by the sea.
In that case, I'll have a return to Tanzania, please. There were a few practical details to be sorted out before I left. Visa. Luckily, my passport didn't have too long to run, so by the next time you might see it, I'd have a new one without any incriminating stamps in it. Then vaccinations. Typhoid, tetanus, diphtheria, yellow fever, polio, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, meningitis A, meningitis C, fondue set, cuddly toy. Oh, and I'd need another camera, as otherwise any photos I took at the weekend with you would be interspersed with photos that were supposedly taken a decade previously. Oh, yes. I really had thought of everything.
Hi, Tim. Martin, what can I do for you this time? No, don't tell me. We've got the Nikon D700 back in stock, 51-point AF system, or, take a look at this, Canon EOS 70D dual-pixel CMOS sensor, 7fps, full res. Feel how light it is.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking for something a bit more point and click.
Point and click?
Yeah, it's for my niece.
What about this Olympus? Autofocus, automatic flash, red eye reduction.
Yeah, have you got anything without all that stuff on it?
We've got one of these, Bulgarian import. Don't sell many, to be honest. They make all your photos look like they were taken 10 years ago.
Perfect. Okay, time to pack.
Socks, 4 pairs.
Pants, 4 pairs. T-shirts. Oh. Arctic Monkeys, too recent. Pulp, okay. The Streets, too recent. Radiohead's 4th album, just about okay. Coventry City replica shirt, City Link sponsors, too recent. Coventry City replica shirt, Subaru sponsors, correct era.
Hi, babe.
Hey, you're early? Just tidying up. Just, I wanted the place to be nice for you.
Oh, I got you a present.
Oh, thank you. Waterloo Bridge, that is beautiful. Thank you.
I thought you could hang it in our bedroom. So when we wake up together here every morning, it's the first thing we'll see. See, I felt bad about delaying moving in, but it's just a few more months.
Yeah.
And did you know... Waterloo Bridge it's got 5 arches,
oh.
Each spanning 71 metres.
Oh, hello.
It was then that I started to have doubts. What the hell was I doing? So I made a pact with myself. If you mentioned Peru at any point that weekend, I'd go. If not, I'd cancel everything and learn to live with myself. So did you mention Peru? Did you, heck? By Saturday night, I'd lost count how many times I'd struck out on separation. And by Sunday evening, I was getting desperate.
I thought maybe we could go to that fish restaurant tonight.
Oh, we just ordered pizza.
I know! Let's invite Simon and Natalia around.
Let's just watch TV.
And now on BBC One, Ski Sunday.
Wow! Look at those mountains! Remind you of anything?
Are you all right?
It was a sign, right? I should cancel. I hadn't wanted to go anyway. And then...
And now on BBC One, in a change to the scheduled programme, Are You Being Served?
Oh, fantastic! I used to watch this all the time when I lived in Peru.
Bingo.
John Inman would say, Soy libre! Oh, now what did Mrs. Slocum call her pussy?
So thanks to Mrs. Slocum's pussy, I found myself on a plane to Dar es Salaam.
Oh my God!
You buy my fruit?
What? I...
You charge money, best rate.
No, I... What, sir? You thirsty? Very, very... Hey! No, I'm sorry. I don't have any money.
Taxi, sir! Taxi!
Yes, taxi!
Where you go, sir?
Where do I want to go?
I realised I'd spent so long working out the details of how I would fool you that I'd neglected to think of what I would actually do when I got there.
A hotel?
Yes, sir.
Your room, sir.
Thank you.
Air conditioning, mini bar, telephone room service, laundry service, satellite television.
Thank you. Here.
Oh, thank you, sir. Heri yako, ni heri yangu. Your happiness is my happiness.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's Bargain Hunt.
And yes, I saw the irony. Of course I did. I'd just flown 5,000 miles to be somewhere exactly like home, only with more TV channels. And when I looked out of the window, I'd never felt so alone. When you went to Peru, there was a ready-made network of other Brits to go exploring with. I'd have even welcomed Simon with open arms. Still, those photos weren't going to take themselves.
Okay, typical street scene with exotic fruit stall. Obligatory selfie against the city skyline, taking care to stand in front of the Benjamin William Mkapa Pension Tower, built in the last decade. Typical street scene with weird cooked food stall. Excuse me, what actually is this?
Fried termite.
And these?
Goat's testicles.
Yeah, I might eat next door, actually.
You want fries with that?
Oh, yes. And yes, the Big Mac gave me the trots. I was also royally ripped off for everything I bought and involved in an incident with a moped which led me to write to the editor of The Rough Guide to Tanzania, suggesting a correction to the fact that Tanzanians drive on the left when Tanzanians actually drive on any part of the road, pavement or Englishmen's feet. They darn well choose. Tanzania was also way bigger than I thought. There was no way I could do a safari on Mount Kilimanjaro that week. Dar es Salaam would have to do. I was, however, stoically ticking off the photo opportunities. Just time for a few more on my last evening.
A must-see attraction is St. Joseph's Cathedral. Okay, yep, very nice. Excuse me.
Yes?
Yep, you take photo of me. Point and click.
Okay.
The only thing that kept me going that week was thinking of that Tanzanian restaurant rumoured to be opening in Manchester in a few months' time.
Oh, this fish is gorgeous. It's very much like the fish I used to eat when I lived in Tanzania.
You lived in Tanzania? But you've never mentioned it.
I suppose I didn't want to be banging on about it all the time.
Wow, you're so well-travelled and such a dark horse.
Yes, I suppose I am. Funnily enough, I came across this old photo album the other day.
But then I was snapped out of my daydream.
Ha!
loser!
Hey, my camera!
Smile!
Oh, I never stood a chance of catching him. So all that effort and expense and toilet paper, nothing to show for it. My flight was first thing, so I holed up in the hotel bar that evening. Travelling was not for me.
Your beer, sir.
Oh, thanks. Need this. This week I've had my camera stolen, been run over and soiled myself. Cheers.
You know, sir, we say here, usiku unafika, kucha kuna karibia. When it becomes darker, dawn is nearer.
Yeah, we say something similar. Sorry, I'd better... Hello?
Hi, it's...
Hello?
It's me. Oh. Where are you?
I'm down the pub. I really miss you, Claire.
What's the matter, babe? Are they overworking you? Because I will come right down there.
No, really. It's just been a long week.
Hey, can you hear a delay on this call?
I must be in a reception dead spot or something.
Okay. Well, listen, I was just ringing about the weekend.
Go!
Martin!
I'm so sorry, sir.
Martin!
I'm so sorry.
Come back! What's happening?
How is it?
I'll call you back, Claire. Quiz night is getting a bit tasty.
I do apologise, sir. This employee won't be bothering you again.
Really? It was my fault. I wasn't looking and I stuck my leg out.
Injured! Usurudie hapa, maisha!
Mama yako! Uzi mwarika, wana kutombara na farasi we!
Where's he going?
He will not bother you again. Another beer on the house?
No, no.
Wait, that wasn't your fault.
I spilled drinks on you.
But I wasn't looking where I... Look, I can get your job back for you.
I do not think so. I called the manager's mother a chicken and say he is a stupid goat and that a horse is doing sex with him.
that's pretty inventive.
Besides, I was a terrible waiter. They were always warning me.
But I've heard unemployment's really high here.
I know, but... I must find something. I have two children, and my wife died last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm going on about having my camera stolen.
I am sorry you had a bad time in my country. I can show you good parts.
No, I'm going to the airport first thing.
Well, then come back another time.
I don't think so.
And you don't even have photos to show your friends.
No. I suppose I could try and take the photos again. Look, this might sound weird, but if I... come back next week. Can I stay with you? I'll pay you what I was paying the hotel.
You are a sex tourist.
No. I'm not even a sex traveller. Sorry, that's it's an irregular verb joke.
I live in two-room shack. I have no air conditioning or satellite TV or European food.
Yeah, I think that's what I want. I'm Martin, by the way.
Jafari, you are a very strange man. Why do you do this?
Well, when the Persians make their carpets, they always put in one tiny flaw.
Hi, babe.
Hey.
Hi. How was your week?
The usual. I only just got in.
Hey, you look really tanned.
Tanned?
Yeah. I know what you've been up to.
You do?
You've been on the sunbed at the gym, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, caught me out.
I guess we're all full of surprises. So, is this tan all over?
Well, why don't you take a look?
So, next Monday morning, back to Tanzania, armed with two bottles of Factor 50. Had to replace the camera first, of course. I explained what an airhead my niece was, but the guy in the shop was still pretty surprised that someone had actually wanted to steal it. My second trip went a lot better.
So, your room is all right?
It's great. Are you sure you're all okay in the other room?
Jamaa au kuzani unagawia. A family that does not gather together will be divided.
Well, that's very kind of you, thank you. And I better turn in now. Lots of photos to take tomorrow.
Now, if you look this way, my favourite view of the whole city.
Wow! All the way down to the sea. I'd have never have known to come up here.
Huh?
God, that's delicious. What is it?
How do you say butter? Butter?
It's cooked in butter.
What turns into butterfly?
Caterpillar?
Caterpillar.
Mmm. Excuse me. Two more caterpillars?
Oof. Offside! Jafari, tell them, offside!
Where my daughter? Muache, come out there! Let him win! He is our guest!
Yes, come on! Now, whose ball is it anyway?
I think whoever scored that hat-trick gets to keep the ball. So that would be my barefoot 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah, okay. Fair point. Here you go! God, that fish was delicious.
Asante, asante sana. Thank you. You have taken some good photos this week.
Yeah, don't they look great?
Yeah. Some of these are a little out of focus. And you know, now you can get cameras that get rid of red eyes.
Yes, I know.
Okay. And no one robs you or runs you over this week. And you do not soil yourself.
No, all fine on that front, thanks.
I am so happy that you have had a good time here.
Yeah, me too.
But you have to go back home again soon. And there is so much you have not seen. The wild animals, Mount Kilimanjaro. Ah, there is a real cornucopia of sights.
Cornucopia?
It is really helping my English, you being here. Maybe that will make it easier for me to find a job. And the kids love having you around.
I guess I could do with some safari photos. Maybe I could come back for just one more week. Same deal?
Sure.
And before I knew it, just one more week turned into just a few more weeks. I got into a new routine. Late Sunday afternoon, I would wave you off on your way back to Manchester.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
Then grab my suitcase and hot-foot it to Heathrow for the 19:20 night flight, touching down 7 a.m. local time. Like any commuter, I had every stage of the journey timed down to the bare minimum. I spent Monday to Friday morning with Jafari and his family, soaking up on the real African life. Then back on the 08:45, landing 16:40, just in time to wait for you back at my flat.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
Are you out of breath?
Just excited to see you.
And I took an old laptop over and brought fresh batteries each week, so as well as helping Jafari with his English, I could teach him IT skills too. Maybe even get him a job at my old firm in Tanzania.
My first email.
Cool.
What is Viagra?
The weeks turned into months as I went through my redundancy money, seeing more of the country, including a safari in the Serengeti.
I can't get over how beautiful your country is. Thank you. Me too. And this is nothing like seeing animals in a zoo. You know, you're really... We must be very quiet. He is very close.
It doesn't look like a dog bite.
Great big brute he was.
And this happened outside the newsagents?
Mm-hmm.
And then it ate your mobile phone so I couldn't get in touch with you all week.
It's a jungle out there.
I am sorry, but if you try to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in 3 days... you will die of altitude sickness. It cannot be done.
Yeah, but who's going to believe that I spent a year here and I don't have a photo of myself at the summit?
I could Photoshop something for you.
Maybe. I can't come out here much longer. Claire will be moving in soon.
If you could stay here for a weekend, that would give you just enough time.
Yeah, but I see Claire at the weekends. And this one's special, our Waterloo Bridge anniversary.
But I'm sorry, yeah? You need to acclimatise slowly to your new surroundings as you go up. Get into equilibrium, yeah? It's like a relationship, no? If something is not balanced, you are going to have problems.
Yeah, I guess all this is me acclimatising to Claire moving in.
What we have a saying. Mtu atafanya benye mtu atafanya.
You have a saying for everything. What is it? A man has...
A man's got to do what a man's got to do. John Wayne was big over here, eh? But, Martin, I think you need to climb this mountain.
Yeah, me too. But how?
Oh, I've got to get to the airport.
Hi, Martin Abbott, flying back to London.
No.
Oh, well, the photo's 9 years old, but it's definitely me, look.
No.
But I packed my bags myself. No one asked me to carry anything on for them. I know you're really big on that.
No. There is a security alert in the UK. The airspace is closed. No flights in, no flights out. Next.
But my girlfriend thinks I'm in Tesco's. What will I tell her? I got lost in the pasta sauces. Hello?
Hi. It's me.
Oh, hi, honey.
I'm phoning about the weekend.
Look, about the weekend.
Yeah, no, I can't make it. Because I've got the flu.
Oh, that's great news.
What?
For the makers of flu remedies. For you, less so.
Martin, look, are we okay? Do you even want to see me?
No, of course. Of course we're okay. We're more than okay. I just hope you feel better soon.
Oh, thanks. What will you do now you've got a free weekend?
Dunno. I might go for a walk. Wow! That view is amazing!
Oh, well, Mount Kilimanjaro is the highest mountain in Africa. The highest freestanding mountain in the world.
Oh, you were right. I didn't need to climb it. Thank you.
You can go back to Claire now. Feel equal?
Yes. Yes, I can. Oh, excuse me.
Yes, mate.
Could you take our picture, please? Just point and click.
Yeah, sure. So, what do you reckon?
Well, beat Scotland, hands down. No offence.
None taken. I know what you mean. I had this girlfriend who was always going on and on about how great Africa was. Every other sentence began, when I lived in Africa.
Yeah, I can see why she's not your girlfriend anymore.
I know, this is a perfect place for the honeymoon, isn't it? This is Jane.
Hi, hi, nice to meet you.
Congratulations! Oh, lovely to meet you both.
You know, Martin, Jane and I should meet up with you and Claire back home. I tell her what she missed out here.
Yeah, that sounds nice, doesn't it, Martin?
Yeah, that could be a bit tricky.
Ah, we're not far from you.
Well, we're quite busy at the moment.
And we'd love to hear about when she lived in Peru.
Aye.
Yeah, she doesn't really like to talk about that.
But I was beginning to see that it's hard not to. When something's been part of your life, you want to share it, particularly if it's something as amazing as climbing the highest mountain in Africa. It was actually hard not to tell Simon and Natalia all about it.
And yet more pictures of elephants. These are hard at work.
The Nepalese use them like we'd use a JCB.
Amazing! They're so lucky. You know, African elephants can't be trained like that.
Oh.
I read somewhere.
Are you all right, Martin?
And the mountains, of course, so beautiful.
Oh, wow. They remind me of mountains in your photos of Peru, Claire.
Martin, can you sort our guests out with some drinks, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. This probably isn't very interesting for you, Martin.
Yes, come on, let's eat.
No. These photos are amazing, Natalia. So much more than just snapshots of things you're taking off in a guidebook. You've really caught the essence of the country. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's not all she caught. She spent the last 3 days staple gun to the lavatory.
Hey, well, as Paul Theroux said, travel is glamorous only in retrospect.
Well, yeah.
Come on, everybody, it's getting cold. Martin?
You'll have to show me the rest another time, Natalia. More wine.
Bye. Lovely to see you.
Bye.
See you soon. Safe journey.
I know what's going on.
What?
Because I guess this is your last chance before I move in to go exploring.
What?
Sample something exotic. That's amazing, Natalia. Just show me some more, Natalia. You're having an affair.
What?
You're suntanned and you've been working out again. And since when, by the way, have you quoted Paul Bloody Theroux?
It's like that I'm not having an affair.
Then what the hell's going on? I can never get hold of you in the week. And then when I do see you, you've got this weird, contented aura. It's like you're somewhere else half the time.
Somewhere else? That's crazy.
Oh, is it?
What am I doing? Jetting off to some foreign country at every opportunity? Maybe we're both just nervous about moving in together.
Maybe. Okay. It won't be long before I can move down and just stop all this ridiculous travelling.
When you move in, everything will be perfect.
Promise.
I promise.
Okay. As if you'd be going off anywhere. You think if you pass over Dover, you fall off the edge of the world. But I love that.
Listen, there's a new Tanzanian restaurant called Jambo's opening up in Manchester in a couple of weeks. Do you fancy going when we're next at yours?
Tanzanian? Sounds good. Do they do fish?
I believe they do.
Man, we will miss you so much. Martin, having you here has been a most enriching experience.
And for me, I've had such a wonderful time. You have all my old company details.
I'll tell them I know you. Give them my curriculum vitae.
You'll be fine. You're a natural.
What will you do back in England?
Get a job again. Not in IT, though. Maybe teaching. I like it.
And with Claire?
It's going to be fine. Hey, and hey, I have presents for you too.
Ah, you lucky kids. Football kids. Coventry City. Greatest team in Europe, right?
Yes. Jafari, I have learnt a lot of things whilst I've been travelling here, but I think the best one is a Swahili saying.
Yeah?
Naji na rafiki. On the road
is where you meet friends.
I'll miss you.
So, I was heading home for good, ready to live with you. There was just one more piece of business to take care of at the opening night of Jambo's in Manchester. I wanted to show you my time in Tanzania because it was great. I wanted to share all the amazing things I did. And, okay, I did still want to see the look on your face just a little bit.
Oh, this fish is gorgeous. It's very much like the fish I used to eat when I lived in Tanzania.
You lived in Tanzania?
Yeah. Have I really never mentioned it? I suppose I didn't want to be banging on about it all the time. Oh, funnily enough, I came across this old photo album the other day. Look, oh, there's me on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. And so, oh, there's Jafari and his kids. I taught them so much about football.
Oh, wow. That's really... No, you are right about this fish. Because actually, it reminds me of the fish I used to eat when I lived in China.
China?
Yeah, China.
You lived in China?
Yeah. Have I really never mentioned it? Because, weirdly, I came across an old photo album the other day, too. Look, there's me on the Great Wall, and those chickens... Now, there is a funny story about those chickens. Yeah, when I lived in China...
Redundancies. It's only for a few months.
Can you hear a delay on this call?
Yeah, when I lived in China...
I'm phoning about the weekend.
I guess we're all full of surprises. Yeah, when I lived in China...
I can't make it. I've got the flu.
All this ridiculous travelling.
When I lived in China... Are you all right, Martin?
I think this fish is off. I'm going back to yours.
Martin?
What? You'd been made redundant? And you'd spent the money going to China every week? No. Who would do something crazy like that? I only thought that because I had. No. You'd done the China trip years ago, like you said. You just never mentioned it. Because you don't mention stuff like that, do you? I had to find out the truth. So I got up in the middle of the night.
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing.
What are you doing?
I
Who knows? Why are you going through my things?
I wanted to check your passport to see if you've been going to China every week.
What?
I know it sounds crazy, but I had this idea that instead of going to China years ago for one long trip, you'd been made redundant. I've been going every week for the past few months. I was checking to see if you had got any of the stamps in your passport.
Okay. There you go. Issued 5 years ago. Anything?
Nope.
Happy now?
God, more than you will ever know. I love you so much. I'm so sorry. That must have seemed a bit...
It's okay. Just come back to bed.
Yeah. What's that?
What?
Behind your... Give me that. Oh, your Canadian passport.
No, don't look.
China!
Martin, I love you, and I love travelling. But you don't love travelling.
What do you mean?
You get this look on your face every time I so much as mention when I lived in Peru.
I do not.
And you sounded so content with everything, but I really needed to travel some more before I settled down. And when I was offered to transfer to London, I was also offered voluntary redundancy instead. And I suddenly realised I could do one last big trip. I thought the kindest thing to do would be to commute there every week and then pretend I'd done it years ago. I know it sounds weird, but I did it because I love you. I know we're different, but I love that. And I didn't want it to come between us.
Oh, it's okay. I've been doing the same thing.
What?
Tanzania. It wasn't years ago. I've been going every week too.
What? No way.
Yeah, there's my passport. Look.
Why?
I just felt like I needed to even the scores travel-wise. If we ever did a long trip or lived abroad together, although I'd have the new experience, so would you. So instead of 1-0, it would be 2-1.
You've been going to Tanzania every week.
Yes, and it was amazing. I was staying with this lovely guy called Jafari and his two kids, and I climbed Kilimanjaro and ate caterpillars, got robbed and shat myself, and it was just the most incredible experience.
Oh, so great. Oh, Martin, I'm going to move in with you now. And get a job in London. Just no more secrets. I'm ready to settle down. 1,000,000% yes.
What, is Simon Cowell a scouser now? Or from the West Country? Oh, come here.
Oh. I think we're made for each other.
No one else would have us.
And I guess we're even in the whole having a secret life stakes.
I guess we are.
And travelling wise.
Yes. It's not about one-upmanship though, is it? I mean, I've done Tanzania, you've done Peru. And China.
Yes. And I guess I was born in Canada, so that's North America done.
Uh-huh.
And did that trip to the Sahara, so that's Africa ticked off.
Yep.
And I went to Australia last year for work.
Yeah, true, but it's not about who's been to the most continents, is it? It's about the people you meet, the experiences you have, the way things change you as a person. That's what travelling's about.
You're so right. In fact, that reminds me of a saying I heard when I lived in China. Martin? Where are you going? Martin?
Where was I going? Well, I hope by now you're in my, or should I say our, flat, looking at that picture of Waterloo Bridge and waiting for me. I'm almost there, Claire. But we're not even. It's so cold here. I sold my hatchback. That paid for the flights, the tent, the rest of the equipment. Instead of looking at a beautiful carpet, I'm just holding a pile of wool. I hope I can reweave it. I'm sorry, Claire. It's not you. It really is me. I'll be ready to live with you really soon. As my wise friend Jafari said, I just need to acclimatise and get in balance again, and this is how. I know it's childish, but I just had to go to a continent that you haven't. I needed to be able to look you in the eye and say, this penguin meat is gorgeous. It's very much like the penguin meat I used to eat when I walked solo to the South Pole.
I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
When I Lived in Peru was written by Andrew Viner. Martin was played by Stephen White, Claire by Kelly Adams, and Jafari by Fiston Barrack. All other parts were played by Erin Zaramba, Wilf Scolding, Priyanga Burford, and Michael Burtonshaw. The director was Liz Webb.
I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, it's bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.